right, so by now you've probably whizzed past those fake episodes. Yeah, I'm a stickler for numbers. What can I say? I can't. It's supposed to be 260 episodes because that's a like work year. I don't. I can't end on 257 after all this time. Not that this is ever going to end. This show will not end. There's no way. They'll add more to the stupid Bible by the time I get to that point. But so this is episode 93, which I'm going to actually do some reading for, I think. But it's not going to be much better than the study of genies. It's going to be a little better. There's even some genealogy in this, which if you didn't listen to the last two episodes, I decided genealogy was the study of genies. So which sounds like it should be great, right? Sounds like it should be Robin Williams just making a bunch of voices, just in your face Robin Williams comedy. There's all kinds of voices coming at you, just a different, every sentence is a different Robin Williams voice. That's what genealogy sounds like, but turns out it's not as fun as Robin Williams doing a billion different voices at you all the time. So, all right, enough stalling. Can I say here? What the hell? My recording stopped. Hey, viewer, am I still broadcasting? Anyway, sorry for the audio listeners. I'm having a, that's weird. All right. Anyway, little hiccup in the recording of the stream there. Okay, so yeah, F this podcast. Oh, I had a new, yeah, we had a new episode come out in between the last one of these and that, you know. So go check out F this podcast. It's funny. It's good. And my Twitter, yeah. Please like me or like me on Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter. It's hard to keep track of all these goddamn different things you have to do. Please Instagram me on Instagram. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to come. What would be a different verb for that? Please, like, observe me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. Like me on Facebook. network with me on LinkedIn. I don't know. I can't think of any others. Search for me on Google Plus. You know, just those kind of things. There's a different. Has to be a different verb for everything. Just can't be just follow or like or. Whatever, it's got to be a different one. Anyway, none of this old man talk. This old man complaining about stuff. I'm just bored because this reading sucks. And I was going to try to say some things, but there's not much to say. Yeah, anyway, at T and the B for the Twitter. At T and the B. Tweeting jokes at ya. So, Chronicles 10. So, Chronicles is just nothing. Just some background. Chronicles is nothing. That's what the background is. Just, okay, I looked that up. If you look on Wikipedia for Chronicles, what the background just says, oh, this is nothing. That's all it says. In caps and some exclamation points and then some ones after it. Nothing. It's just a repetition of what we've already heard and that it doesn't say anything new. They say that someone just wanted to make a point, like someone wrote these trying to make some theological point about God. I don't know. It's I don't know. There's nothing to say. So it's nothing. So I might just skip through it. I might just keep. I was gonna read this section, but it's just a summary of stuff that already happened. So I'll read it, I guess, but I'm at a loss here. We got to get through this, but I think that First and Second Chronicles might be the end of this like phase of the Bible, and then maybe it'll be something different. I was reading what after the Wikipedia entry that just said nothing. There was a slight a small footnote saying, "Oh, just in case you're about to kill yourself." Well, okay, don't put the gun down yet. You may still want to kill yourself. But before you kill yourself, also just know that Chronicles is the last part of the Jewish something or other. So I don't know, we could be done after Chronicles with this part of the Bible. So we'll see. All right, now the Philistines, Chronicles 10, I'm going to start reading from, and we'll see if I actually stick to this. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul, after his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan. So Saul, this already happened. We already know what happens with this story. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he's wounded. Saul said to the armor bearer, killed himself or something. Remember, he tried to get his guy to kill him, and he wouldn't, so he killed himself. So Saul died, and Saul's house died. And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they fled, that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor, sent it to the land of the Philistines and round about, to carry tidings unto their idols and unto the people. And they put his armor in the house of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh Gilead heard that all the Philistines had done to Saul, they rose, all valiant men, and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him and turned the kingdom unto David, son of Jesse. So this is, again, I try to be more excited about reading. I gotta just be more upbeat. Oh man, cool book here, God. All right, let's check out God's book. Oh, I love him. He's such a good author. So in this book, I'm gonna try to be more excited about it. Oh, in this totally radical book, God's just repeating everything that happened. I say God, it's some Jew. I don't mean, well, that's like the Louis C.K. bit where Jew is the only ethnicity or whatever where the bad name for it is the same word, you just say it like meaner. Like, oh, there's a Jew. That's like normal. But if you say like Jew, then it's like, then it's a bad. That's kind of, it's totally true. It's funny. But anyway, some Jew wrote this. Some Jew wrote this. Oh, a Jew wrote this. See, that sounds like nice and cordial. If I say like, yeah, some Jew wrote this, that sounds like I'm being racist, but I'm totally not. I don't know anything about this guy and I don't care. Except that, I mean, I'm doing my best to not be racist, but this book, it'd be nice to just blame it on some race, like say the Jews, and just say like, you gave me this book and forced me to read it, but Christians are just as bad, and everyone, people of all races follow it now, so it's not like we can just pin this on the Jews. Let's see here. I always, when you were a kid, did you always think, there was always that one kid who had, one annoying kid who wasn't really smart, but they had some obnoxious factoid, and in this case, they'd say like, there's this one kid who kept saying like, did you know Jesus was a Jew? And I didn't know anything about anything. And I was like, no way, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. And like, you know, and as he was. Isn't that funny? Like as a kid, like, Jesus was a Jew. Everyone's like, shut up, dude. He was not. Jesus isn't a Jew. Like no one knew anything about anything. I mean, I come from a school for mentally handicapped people in the country. I don't know if I told you that. No, not really. But I grew up in a small town. And went to a school for mentally handicapped people in the country. but yeah, there was some kid be like, Jesus was Jew. And it's funny that that's like somehow knowing nothing, all these kids perceive that as like wrong and an insult, you know, for no reason. I didn't know anything about Jewish people until like not even now. I still don't. I don't know anything about them. I don't know they're or why they're in my house. Now, F. Flat Sharp says, I was going to make that joke, dude. You took that joke from me. I'm not going to say it because I was waiting for a good time to make it. But then I'll credit Flat Sharp for thinking like me, which is a bad sign. It's a bad sign. You gotta see somebody about that. So I don't know what I was talking about. I think I'm a little... I was getting all excited. Oh, yeah. So this cool dude, God, man. This totally bodacious dude. I think part of getting really excited is using words from the 80s that no one uses anymore to show I'm extra, not only am I extremely uncool, I'm also excited. Yeah, so this hip guy, Jesus. Although words come around eventually nowadays, and now they're hipster and cool. Like saying hip is probably like, oh, he said hip. That's lame, but he knows it's lame, so he's cool. Oh, man, that guy, he's so hip. Anyway. What was I talking about? So, yeah, this book, it's totally radical. It's, it's just repeating what we already read, but, like, in a less good way. It's just kind of vaguely summarizing it. Then Israel gathered themselves together to David and to Hebron, saying, "Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Moreover, in times past, even when Saul was king, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord God said unto thee, Thou shalt feed the people of Israel. And therefore came the elders." I can't do this, guys. I can't do it. "And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem," which is Jebus. It's where the Jebusites were. I don't know if have we come across this before? Because it says, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites. I've known about Jebusites, but I didn't know they were from Jebus. That's funny. I thought Jebus was just a Simpsons thing. I didn't know Jebus was actually a thing. Jebus. So this whole time when I've been saying Jebus, I've just been referring to the place where the Jebusites lived. "And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David," Jebus. Was there a Jebus Christ? There should have been a Jebus Christ. Or at least a Jebus of Nazareth. I don't know. "Thou shalt not come hither. Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion," which is the city of David. "And David said, Whosoever smiteth the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain." I almost read that as chef and captain, which would have been an odd thing to say. So, like, is that a reward? I don't know. So, you have to be chef. Okay, you get to be captain. But you also got to cook for everybody. That's just, we can't give you two good things. You got to take the good with the bad. So, you're going to be captain, but you're also going to be our chef. You're going to have to cook a damn good meal. Otherwise, morale will suffer. "David dwelt in the castle, therefore they called it the city of David." And he built, so David's doing stuff, chief, I read chef again. It's also a chief of the mighty men whom David had. Guys, I can't do this. It's just stupid. They said some missed so the Philistines. We already read this. It's someone help me. I don't know what to do anymore. But anyway, what Flat Sharp said was that, this is all written in the Book of Chronicles. We're in the Book of Chronicles. "And as for everything else David did, why isn't it written in the whole Bible that you've read thus far? What are you doing reading the Book of Chronicles?" That's what it should say. Dude, why are you reading this? Why are you reading me? It should say. I don't get it. You know, there's a setting on this video that says I can change it either to 16:9 ratio or 4:3. That doesn't. It's kind of weird. What would 16:9 be? Like six? Do I want extreme widescreen? Maybe that would show like my whole room or whatever. Oh, I'm just getting distracted by stuff that's not the Bible. Flat Sharp, I think you should try again on that correction. That doesn't make sense either. "And David longed and said," oh, this is where David was thirsty. And some people like got him a drink. Remember this one? Some people got him a drink and then he's like, "No, I'm not drinking this. They're starving kids in Africa," he said. Or something like that. Benaiah. Okay, now we're into genealogy, actually. I mean, I'm not really reading this, but if I were reading it. So let's go to Chronicles 12. "Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag while he kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war." This is more just names. Look, guys, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to have an episode. Let's just skip this. I don't know if F this. I can't take it. I just can't even I can't even do it. It's so stupid. So stupid. Chronicles 13. David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds. Oh, I remember what it said. It said this might be the last of the histories. Like, this is a history chapter. So that'd be nice. We're going to start reading about the future. Or maybe the present. I don't know. I'm going to read about Obama and stuff. Just what's going on now. No, but maybe it'll be less boring. So David did some stuff. Yeah. And that happened. Oh, yeah. I remember someone accidentally, like, the ark was going to fall. This is a good one. I've read all these before. I don't know if you'll remember them. They were carrying the ark. The ark was going to fall. Someone put his hand out to hold it. And then they killed him. The Lord killed him. I say they. I meant the Lord. The Lord killed him. It's just like, you shouldn't touch the ark. But it was going to fall. You shouldn't touch the ark. But I saved your ark. I saved your ark's life. It was falling. You can't touch the ark, dude. You're dead, okay? You're dead, all right? Can't touch the ark. Just don't touch it. But it was falling. It was more of a reaction. How many times do I have to tell you this? You can't touch the ark. Okay, it was falling off the wagon. How did people get it onto the wagon without touching it? So I should have, like, had a glove or something? What does it matter? Just, dude, you're not getting this. You can't touch the ark. Okay, all right, I'm dead. Okay, you got me, I'm dead. All right, whatever. Lord, kill me. That's me if I was... You try to help a Lord out, you know? You try to give a God a hand. And he kills you for it. He kills you for it. So that's that. So let's go on to the last chapter. Let's see. What happened? Nothing. Yeah, I don't know what to do, guys. I mean, I've got... All right, this is the end. Let's see how long Chronicles is. How do I go back to that? I'll go back and see how many chapters Chronicles is. All right, Chronicles. So... That's pretty big. Oh, wow. I don't know what to do here. Why don't you guys sound off? I got a lot of listeners downloading these episodes, and I feel bad because they're terrible, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I could skip a bunch of stuff, but I got to keep my number system. And I thought I was going to read this, but I just can't do it. It's just like, this one is just not even a Spark Notes. It's like a Spark Notes of a Spark Notes about something we've already read. That's what this is. That's what Chronicles is. It's seriously a summary. Not even a summary. It's like picking and choosing parts of a summary of stuff we've already effing read. I can't take it anymore. There's not only that. There's a First Chronicles and a Second Chronicles. They didn't just name it First Chronicles like in case... And then never get around to writing a Second Chronicles. Be like, whatever. We already wrote the one in front of it. We'll just leave it. No, that one's there for a reason. Because there's a Second Chronicles. It's more chapters than the first. I don't know, guys. What do I do? This is bad. I don't want to keep... I did that episode last week because I thought it would be an isolated incident. So I just talked about some random stuff. I don't want to do that every time. That turns this into a different podcast. But I also don't want to just stop doing the Bible because it's supposed to be about the Bible. I don't know. Write in. Get on my Facebook. Message me. Or, you know, something. You could always email me, comments@thomasinthebible.com. But it's better to Facebook or post on the Facebook wall for all to see. It's always fun. People can comment. Yeah, because I just don't know what to do anymore. It's just horse shit. It's just crap. It's the worst. Is that what happens when someone tries to read the Bible? They just go like, I can't do it, guys. I quit. This is the worst thing I've ever read. Can't do it. That's what happens, right? Well, it looks like after Chronicles, we got Ezra. That sounds like a something. Nehemiah. That sounds like maybe something actually happens. We got a bunch of psalms. I don't know what we're going to do for that. Whatever. All right. I've filibustered enough. Sorry, guys. Sorry for the Noah. Nothing to see here, guys. Sorry you wasted hard drive space downloading this or internet. Sorry you wasted internet on streaming this or something. Can't do it. Can I do anything entertaining to at least give you your money's worth on this episode that you paid nothing for? No, I can't. All right, that's it. Here's what I'm going to do. This is going to date this episode, but I'm going to look at the top news story. Let's see what it is. No, that's not interesting. White House statement on use of chemical weapons in Syria. Chemical weapons were used in Syria, guys. This is just going to be a news show. I'll just do the news. Okay, someone says, skip it and make more empty episodes to appease my OCD. Thank you for the proper use of OCD. You didn't say, like, because, hey, guys, I'm OCD. Yeah, you're obsessive compulsive disorder. Thank you. Yeah, skip to Jesus. Yeah, I'll just skip to Jesus. That song, skip to the Jesus, skip to the Jesus. Yeah, I got nothing. I'll just start. Is there some community service I can do with this podcast for the time being? Like, I'll just say what we're supposed to have read, and then I can, like, do some announcements or something. Missing kids, something like that. I don't know. Well, I already said the news. What else? What else do people announce? Nothing. I got nothing. All right, I'm out. This is stupid. Hey, thanks for watching a worthless piece of crap episode, guys. Appreciate it. I'm really doing a lot to keep people interested. This sucked. 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 All right, I'm done. See you guys.